always on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls and the fun Jeremy's been waiting patiently in Canada. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just listening to your podcast from last night. You started off making some comparisons between Canadian and American gun control laws. And
yes,
I wanted to see if I could correct what seemed to be some misconceptions about gun control in Canada.
By all means.
Yeah.
What I heard from Mark, you know, a couple of times there, phrased to the effect of the government got rid of all the guns.
That I knew was not true, and
no,
I think
sure
I called
both
them
of
on
you,
that.
Both of you realize that's obviously impossible. You know, no matter what they write down on paper, the guns will not all magically disappear.
It was handguns that they banned, wasn't it? Or
I actually own 5 semi-automatic handguns myself. I am a legal licensed gun owner. I have legally registered guns. What they do have here is a theoretically universal gun registry. They are not, however, prohibited. Almost anyone without a violent criminal history can get the license to own guns.
Where did you hear this, Mark, that Canada banned guns?
Well, you can have them, but they must be stored unloaded. You can only transport them unloaded in a locked case, as if an unloaded gun is going to jump up and start shooting people, with the ammunition in a separate locked case. All handguns are tracked through a registry, and they fall into a special category if they're semi-automatic in some ways.
Is that all true?
Except for that very last part, that's actually quite accurate. Semi-automatic handguns and revolvers are restricted in the same manner. It's no different.
Okay. So,
obviously, if you can own these firearms, someone inclined to commit some kind of dangerous act with them is not in any way prohibited by the law from taking their gun and sticking it in the back of their pants and going out in public with it.
You can't carry a gun. You can't keep a gun in your home loaded to protect the home. So I mean, if the home invaders are kicking on the door chain there, trying to open things in, you're gonna be like, hold on, got to put the 9mm in the Glock.
Oh, absolutely, and that perfectly demonstrates there that it is really victim disarmament. Only the people not inclined to commit crimes with the guns are prevented from doing so by a law.
Presuming that you're actually going to follow that law, right? I mean, how many people actually are going to do that? Because can they come by and just check your house at any time to make sure you're in compliance if you're a registered user?
There are certain conditions for people with very high numbers of guns or who claim certain reasons for owning guns, such as collecting, in which cases they can be inspected. It's pretty unusual, though, even for those people where they're technically permitted to do so.
So, Jeremy, you would say that the gun laws, although the handguns aren't banned in Canada, that comparative to many of the more gun freedom oriented states in the United States, that it's a lot worse to own a handgun.
Certainly, yeah, it's definitely more restricted. There are handguns under a certain barrel length are actually prohibited, and the only people who can legally own them are the people who owned them before the law came into effect.
But unless you happen to be designated as a what's the term, a native Canadian or something like that, essentially Inuit or whatever, in which case you can own any kind of weapon you want, right?
There are exceptions for certain native groups, from my understanding. I'm not.
Interesting.
So, I don't know about that directly.
You should go and get to be one.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out how to get that. I was wondering, actually, if either of you guys have seen the Michael Moore movie, Bowling for Columbine.
I think I saw most of it in the past, and he does take a look at the issue of why violence is more prevalent in the United States than it is in Canada. And I think when he took a look at that, he was comparing Canada in its... He kind of made the statement that the gun laws were similar in some places. Is that right?
In many ways, they are similar. The one thing he does in that movie is he goes to Canada and he visits a gun club and sees some people who are shooting handguns at this gun club, and basically points out that there is gun ownership in Canada, not to the same percentage as the United States, but we do have some, and yet we don't have the same statistical issues with violence. And the movie gets kind of irritating after that point when he acknowledges that the guns are not the problem and then goes on to advocate, prohibition of guns and restrictions on ammunition.
And then he goes and picks on poor old Charlton Heston, who
that's
just doddering old man at that point in his life, and he didn't really have
One, you know, intelligent observation I noted in that movie. That movie actually is what inspired me to go get my firearms license, and you know, it showed me that guns were not prohibited in Canada, ironically. But yeah, he does make the observation there that it's not the guns, obviously, that cause the crime, or else there would be some statistically proportionate violence with guns in Canada, and there isn't.
I mean, kudos to him for the intellectual honesty to be able to say that. As
what do you
got to
pay to the
against them?
What do you got to pay to the government on an annual basis to be able to keep firearms and protect your family in Canada?
It's not actually. There's no annual fees. I think there used to be before I even got my license, but there aren't now. I think it cost me less than $100 to get my license in the first place.
Any idea why gun crime in Canada might be lower, in your opinion, than it is in the United States?
You know, honestly, I've tried speculating on that myself, and the one big difference I see is, and perceive as perhaps related, though I couldn't say exactly how, is the population density.
We've got one-tenth
the people in a larger country here.
But wait a minute, what about comparing, and I mean, has anybody ever done this, comparing, I'm sure someone has, you know, comparing Toronto or some other highly dense populated area in Canada
to something comparable to the United States,
you know,
well,
that's the other
half of it. Certainly Toronto and Vancouver, the big cities where there is high population density, they do have the highest amount of violence with firearms.
I wonder how they compare to, say, a New York City or, you know, I guess Buffalo is probably a little closer to Toronto. I mean, how did they compare as far as finding some place in Canada with gun restrictions that are similar to another urban zone in the United States and actually looking to see, is there a difference in violent crime? And is there a difference in violent crime in general, or is it just gun-related crime?
It's hard to say. I haven't personally been the victim of or the person to commit any violent crimes. I don't have any direct experience. From what I've heard, there is, you know, it is a there are certain kinds of crime, the violent crimes, that are more likely in Canada. Even home invasions are more likely apparently in Canada, which makes sense. You know, people have no fear of armed citizens here like they do in many places in the States.
You know, but the way the laws are, the way this law is written and enforced, essentially they do have pretty similar fear as they do in most places in the United States, is that you've paid your money to have a handgun. Granted, you're supposed to store that handgun without bullets in it, but nobody in their right mind's gonna do that. You might put a trigger lock on it, or you might put it up on the top of in your closet or whatever. But, I mean, you know, I'm wondering what happens when somebody shoots a burglar or a home invader or something like that in Canada.
You would have to be able to justify how accessible that gun was and why you were able to do that. And, you know, myself, my firearms are not encased in cement, but they're also not on my hip, you know, when I'm at home. It is something I'd have to go get and load. So it's a little slower.
I don't know how it is where you live or anything like that, but where I live, I have enough room on my property that, you know, people come to my property and shoot on my property. So it's okay, you know, here where, you know, target practice on your own property, so you could be, you know, just ready to go out and take the gun out for target practice or whatever. I was just going out.
Certainly in a rural enough area. I don't live in such a rural area, but if you were here, you could definitely shoot on your own property if you do so safely. And technically, you cannot shoot a handgun except at an approved range in Canada. But some people can get their own property approved as a range by the government.
But that's cheap.
I don't think there's many costs to it as long as you only intend to use it yourself. It's just fill out some paperwork.
Stumbling through all of the government paperwork is always a joy.
Right. I think more people would just shoot on their own property without even asking than would go through those steps.
Jeremy, I want to thank you for calling in with the clarification tonight and being so patient. He waited through the entire Elena interview. So thank you for the call tonight.
Hey, no problem. Happy to clear up those common misconceptions if I can.
Well done, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Got another story coming up here. Since we started the show talking about the Department of Children and Families, this doesn't actually have to do with that particular bureaucracy, but it does have to do with the way the government treats children, specifically inside the government schools. It has to do with a first grader and handcuffs. We'll explain in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those, including our news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get linked up with various different ways to get the latest about Free Talk Live. We've got our email updates, the Twitter account, the Free Talk Live Facebook page. All of those are different ways for you to get the latest info about the show. So just go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for one or all three if you really want to. It's all free, of course. All right, we continue here with the little bit of info about the Liberty Forum. There's going to be a lot happening the weekend of March 18th through the 21st in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. The schedule is packed full of all kinds of interesting things to do and see. Lots of different speakers going to be giving presentations, and it's going to be hard in many cases to choose which one to go see, because there's just that many great people, that liberty-minded people that will be speaking at the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire during some of the coldest portions of the year and spend some time with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people during this convention, which is great. There are, as I said, panel discussions. There are speeches, keynote addresses, dinners. There's a brunch, I think, on Sunday morning. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the entire event Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. We're going to be there broadcasting live. Well, I say we, I mean we as in the general show, including Mark and whatever co-host you end up having on, because I'll only be actually there on Thursday night. Unfortunately, I have to be in New York City that weekend for a talkers convention, but I am
That's
so
right.
bummed
Mark
about
Edge
it.
Off the chain.
I am so bummed about it because the Liberty Forum is a fantastic event, and of course one of the more fun things about the Liberty Forum is the fact that, well, this is the Liberty people that do this. They're self-starters. They're entrepreneurs. So if they feel like there's something that needs to be done that maybe wasn't on the official schedule, they just start their own thing. As an example, there's the Alternatives Expo that goes on almost the entire time in a couple of the hotel rooms that they have upstairs. Usually there's all kinds of different presentations that you won't find on the downstairs level. You won't find in the official forum, covering various different alternative sorts of topics, from alternative energy to alternative living. I mean, Mark, you've been to some of these things.
I love them. I go
very
every time.
Alternative currencies.
Right. They talk about just essentially alternatives to everything. Yeah. You know, whether it's how to do your own gardening, caring for bee aviaries, doing ham radio stuff, how to get off the grid as far as electricity goes. I mean, just everything.
And last year and every year now, the parties just keep getting bigger and more fun. There was one year where they tried to shut us down at 1 a.m. and they were actually successful, the hotel, because there's some law that says you can't, like, drink and public places after 1 a.m. I don't know what the law is, but anyway, they were a little worried, but they tried to shut us down that year, and they were successful. But last year, the parties just went till late into the morning.
I loved it. Last year was hilarious. There's a guy. They had a drum circle last year
down in the lobby of
in
this
the
posh
lobby,
hotel.
Right in the posh hotel. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was great. And so it's just going to keep getting better. And plus, let's see. Oh yeah, there's, from what I understand, there's going to be a 420 celebration on Saturday afternoon at the Liberty Forum, which I think is absolutely fantastic. And again, I'm so bummed because I won't be there on Saturday until like midnight if I can get back from New York. So you guys are going to have all the fun without me. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get registered. Use the Free Talk Live discount code to save 10%. The discount code is FTL. So freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get your tickets while they're still available. Grab the hotel room while it's still available, because you don't want to be, you know, having to get a ride from somebody if you end up getting too inebriated and you have to deal with all that stuff. Better to just go stumble up to your hotel room and crash for the night. So, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue here with your phone calls, Joe is in Canton listening to WCER. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. My wife and I went through a similar experience with Elena went through. That's tough.
For the DCF or Department of Children and Families coming after you? Is
yeah,
that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What did they do?
It took like 3 or 4 years to try to get her kids back.
They had your kids for 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
I want listeners to just try to imagine what this is like. The government.
The money, the time and effort to try to get them back, time off of work and everything else.
Well, I wonder, some people have better experiences with the foster care system than others do. What kind of lasting effects did your kids
they
have?
They end up playing with foster kids, foster parents that abuse them.
Boy, what a shock. How many times have we heard that story, that foster parents are just neglectful or worse, abusive towards the children that they're tasked with?
Well, there was a case in Cleveland that the parents wouldn't get their kids vaccinated or prescriptions, so they arrested the parents. And then the drugs killed one of the children and damaged the others.
Oh, wow.
And they turned around and sued the CSB, the county, and the drug companies.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a shock.
So it's probably a county-by-county issue on each of these things. It's probably not just statewide. It probably varies by county.
How did you get your kids back after the 3 or 4 years?
Oh, go through a lot of counseling and all this and that.
So you basically had to jump through whatever hoops they put up. It wasn't a court win?
Yep.
amazing.
Well, you're going to do whatever it takes to get your kids
right.
That,
I mean, if you can't afford the lawyer, then you'll have to jump through their hoops, right?
Yep.
I'm
well,
so sorry to hear that.
Well, spending time off of work to do it, losing money.
Right.
Anyways, I was talking about the Jerry Lewis Miracle Telethon. They've got to do some good in the medical field in those areas, aren't they?
The Jerry Lewis Telethon.
You know, those Miracle Telethon things you ever seen on television?
I'm generally familiar with them.
You're
asking if they do things that are good, or it's just...
And silent infant death syndrome and so forth.
Right. Is your question whether or not they are actually effective at raising money to help kids?
Yes, they're effective.
Well, I mean, the question is, does the money actually go to help kids, or is it going to overhead? I don't know. I don't know much about their organizations. Is that what your concern is?
I mean, getting help for children with different disabilities and so forth, it's got to be doing more good than it is harm.
You would think so, yeah. I mean, clearly, those are organizations that are privately run, and so therefore they're less likely to be as bureaucratic and have as much overhead as any sort of governmental assistance organization would. However, within the spectrum of private organizations, some are better than others. When you go and look at different relief groups like, you know, the Red Cross in comparison to the Salvation Army, you'll find out that the Salvation Army, as I understand it, spends their money much more effectively than the Red Cross does, because the Red Cross is so big, so bureaucratic, and so connected to the state. So I can't speak to what Jerry Lewis's organization does. I don't know the details. But when looking at private organizations, it does make sense to dig a little deeper and
they
find out.
They deal with leukemias and all types of other problems like that.
I give to St. Jude's St. Jude Hospital in I think it's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But they handle kids with cancer. I give to them on a relatively regular basis.
Do they have much of that in the Northeast? Northeastern.
I don't know. I found St. Jude to be an organization that I liked, so I don't donate to that.
Are there many of those types of organizations in northeastern states?
I don't know. I can't answer.
I couldn't tell you, but you've got people that are compassionate everywhere across the world, so I'd imagine that you'd find similar organizations or chapters of national organizations all across this country. I wouldn't think that those would not be here for any reason.
What do you think about when I mentioned the family wanted a case in Cleveland? Especially if it killed one of the children.
I'm very sad that that their child died, and I'm glad that they got some kind of recovery. I'm surprised.
All the more reason to drastically downsize the size of government, if not get rid of it entirely. Thank you so much for the call and the thoughts tonight. And I'm sorry to hear what happened to your family because of the state. 800-259-9231. Of course, it adds insult to injury that you have to pay for the stealing of your own child through your taxes. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
By dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. shrine.freetalklive.com.
A 21-year-old old girl standing in a public bus stop at 11:30 in the morning is grabbed, pulled into the bushes, and raped. A large dog viciously attacks a 19-year-old jogger. In a split second, she incapacitates the attacker. The difference? The Tiger Light T-100 non-lethal defense system, the world's leading non-lethal personal protection device. I've got one. Keep it with me in the vehicle. Carry it with me. It's the Tiger Light. You can go check it out at tiger.freetalklive.com. Pretty awesome. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. John is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem, John. What's on your mind tonight?
I would encourage people to Google something. It's called Who Will Govern the Governors? It's a quote from Thomas Jefferson. And there's a picture there that they may enjoy. And there's something I appreciate your bringing up the issue about the right to bear arms. And I just for the audience to consider this, when someone is convicted of using a firearm in a crime and hurting someone, who goes to jail, the person or the firearm? And that's something that I would ask them to contemplate.
Yeah, I mean, if you firearms obviously are just a tool and they can be used in good and bad ways.
Right, but again, the law recognizes the person, not the weapon.
Sure,
and that's extremely relevant. I would say, I live in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh wow,
and,
okay. You know we're on the air there on Saturday nights, right?
No, I didn't know that. What station?
WCHV.
AM.
There's both. They actually have an FM translator and they're on AM. So WCHB.
Oh, I will definitely. What night was that?
Saturday nights. You can get our show, I think, all full 3 hours live on the air in Charlottesville. It's great.
Oh, I will have to do my best. I will hunt that down.
Yeah, when you get a chance to do it, give a call to the station once you hear us on the air and thank the program director for putting us on.
I definitely will.
Go ahead with your thoughts, John.
I think you have a fantastic show. There's something about firearms. We don't like guns in our society for many reasons. They're just, they're designed to inflict harm. However, the ultimate power reservoir is in the people. And I recently went up to Thomas Jefferson's house, Monticello, here in Charlottesville all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of the man. And they used to have an old visitor center here, and they had a display called The Contents of Jefferson's Pockets. And in there was a pistol, and there's quotes from Thomas Jefferson talking about shooting sports, and he favored it above sports involving footballs and stuff like that. I don't know, ball sports. But they built a new visitor center. The pistol's not there, and there's no indication of its absence. So the set has changed. School buses full of kids go there constantly. In my opinion, maybe I'm crazy, there seems to be a deliberate effort to erase these fundamentals of American foundations.
Indeed. Totally. That's the intent, is to erase from people's minds the idea that they might be able, that it's their responsibility to protect themselves and their family.
Government doesn't want you to be responsible for yourself. Government wants to essentially take your responsibility from you.
They want to incapacitate you.
And
the government can really only help people that won't help themselves.
Right, and there's so many examples of this. I mean, not just in the area of self-defense, but also in, for instance, jury nullification. It's a great example of one of the rights of individuals in this country to essentially judge a court case based on how they feel about the law, not whether or not the law was broken, but on their feelings about whether or not the law is just. And they've eliminated instructions to the jury on jury nullification for well over 100 years at this point, simply because they want to keep Americans in the dark about what their true rights are.
Absolutely. Here's another one for you. In Virginia, you don't need a license to do what I will describe now. You can go and buy yourself a 9mm 15-round pistol, strap it on your belt, and walk around, go into a bank, anywhere you want with that gun. You don't need a license. Now, think about this. Recently, we had one of the hugest mass murders in this state at the campus in Blacksburg.
Is that Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
Right.
That was one of the only places that could have happened in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Because the gun laws here are so, quote-unquote, liberal.
Well, in fact, it's happened again tonight or today in Huntsville, Alabama. Apparently, there's been another. I don't know very much. All I saw was the headlines. We're going to look into it a little further next hour because we're actually on in Huntsville in our third hour. But it's happened again. Again, another situation where it's a gun-free zone and some madman comes in with a gun and just starts taking people out.
Didn't they know that it was a gun-free zone? My God, these madmen are running around going in gun-free zones with guns.
Ain't that the truth?
It's so silly.
I spoke to one of my neighbors, excellent guy. We were talking about this issue, which I'm really glad you guys brought up. Recently, we had a sheriff north of Charlottesville. I don't know if I should name the county. Is that okay on your show or not?
Doesn't matter to me.
I believe it was Greene County. The sheriff shot himself. He shot himself. He left a note. They went and they found him. He lived about a day at a university hospital near here, and he passed away. Mm. And it's tragic. It's terrible. But at the same time, we have to reflect and realize, hey, we can't expect the police to be the sanest people among us or any of us. Everybody's a human being, infallible.
Mm. Anybody that ever dealt with the police knows they've got some big problems. Anybody that's ever known one personally.
Couldn't agree with you more.
There's some of them that have their heads on straight, but a lot of them are violent, alcoholic, sadistic psychopaths.
Well, look at the tasering incidents. You know, the tasers were supposed to be a non-lethal weapon to be used in place of firearms. Now they're used willy-nilly, and I don't see any drop in police shootings. You know, it's always death.
You are absolutely correct, John. Thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And hey, to all of our internet listeners that enjoy this program and for whatever reason didn't realize we might be on the radio waves in your local area, go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. You can get a full list of all 65 of our radio affiliates.
An expansive list. I mean, 65, that's a lot of affiliates.
Yeah. And you can see where we are located. In fact, you can go to radio.freetalklive.com. You can actually see a map of all the transmitters.
A really
that we
cool
have.
Map.
Yeah, I like it. It's a neat little feature. So, I mean, odds are that wherever you are, we're not on the air because it's only 65. It's not like Rush Limbaugh with 600 plus affiliates.
650, yeah.
But, hey, all right, we're a tenth of the way there already.
And also, I imagine with Rush Limbaugh that he has the clout that he can demand that a station carry all 3 hours of his show. Whereas, you know, with Free Talk Live, one of the ways that we've managed to get on 65 stations is by being flexible and offering whatever service the radio station needs.
And I think that we're always going to be that way because I always want my stations to, you know.
You're not going to be able to do it, though, because one station will, you know, want to carry them, and the other station will want to carry us. And so you're going to have to – you can't just, you know, be kind to the station. You can't let one station carry an hour on Saturday, the other station, you know, three stations in town, one of them gets to carry a
Tuesday. No, but what I'm saying is if a station wants to take the show and all they can take is an hour, then that's what they're going to do.
What
I'm
if
not going to force
across,
them to take.
What if the station across the street says, we'll take the show and we'll take 2 hours?
Well, then obviously the station that's willing to take the most, I think, would
do you really think
us.
That's fair to do the first station that came along?
I think that is fair. That's the marketing competition.
Right. Well, absolutely. The marketing competition says that you can decide how people carry your show, and it doesn't matter. You know, it's not about this.
Right. I'm not going to be a douchebag and mandate that they carry all 3 hours if that's not what's right for them. 800-259-9231. I'm all about customer service, Mark. You have to understand that. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231.
Show away from that station that wanted to go for
you
only
can 1 hour. Bring
up
whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if it can read, it can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts, lots to talk about there, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report, liberty-minded news for liberty-minded folk. This Ridleyographer is based out of Savannah, Georgia, and currently is doing a series where he's interviewing all the ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar girls. You can find these lovely Lola ladies and their interviews in our very own Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners. You can find the rest of his stories at lclreport.com and sometimes even on our new FTL website. Feel free to vote up his stories if you like at our new website at freetalklive.com.
All right, I'm calling you out, Mark. We had a discussion during the break there, one of these areas that you and I disagree on, and it's an area that we don't normally talk about on the air because it's more of an inside radio, inside, behind-the-scenes Free Talk Live discussion.
Yeah, I think it's probably better for an after show, but if you want to talk about it now.
I don't think it's better for an after show. I think that some people are curious about radio. People have myths that have built up in their mind
you
about
like radio. People are rich.
Right, there's that one. People believe that there's some sort of glamorous factor going on here, and it's not that way at all. So I like the inside radio segments, and no one's ever told us that they think they're awful. So not that I would care what they think anyway.
That's really the crux of this whole disagreement.
Okay, well, what like, do you want me to set this up?
Mule.
Do you want me to set this up, or do you want to do it?
You set it up, and I'll
Hard-headed is what you're calling me because I have principles in the way that I do business that I will not violate simply because
you don't even know
greed.
What your principles are.
Yes, I
Go
absolutely
ahead. Set,
do.
Set it up.
The principle is that this is a show that does business differently from a lot of the typical standard syndicated radio fare out there. We are flexible for our radio affiliates. This is what started this conversation. You mentioned in the last segment that Free Talk Live makes it so that our radio stations can pick up the show in whatever format suits their station best. So if, for instance, Charleston, West Virginia, they take our 9 o'clock hour, our third hour of the show, and they air that during the week. On Saturday nights, they take all 3 hours of our live Saturday show, and they air that. So what worked best for Charleston was taking an hour of the show.
Mm-hmm.
If we hadn't have been that flexible for Charleston, if we had done what most all of the other shows in the industry do and said, now, you can't have Free Talk Live unless you air all 3 hours of
it. You're talking about the big shows in the industry. That's not true with all shows.
Right. We're talking about the notable shows, Mark. The notables, the Rush Limbaugh, the Dave Ramseys.
That's what we're talking. I'm not talking about some, you know, show that is on a handful of stations. Obviously, they're not going to be at that same level as those bigger names are. So we're only talking about the people that are the kings of the hill, okay? Mm-hmm. Our comparison is to how I do business compared to how they do business. And so a lot of these other shows will essentially cram down their programs. It's worse than just mandating all 3 hours in some cases. Like, they will cram down other shows.
Right. So if you carry Sean Hannity, and this is true, you have to carry Mark Levin or something like that.
Right, which is, you know, some guy that they put on in New York City at nighttime, and they're essentially they're cramming Mark Levin down the station's throats because they've got this product that the stations really want. They want Sean Hannity, so in order to get Sean Hannity, they have to agree to clear at least, you know, a couple hours of this other guy's show at nighttime. That's one thing that I would never do to a station, to give them programming they didn't want. I think that's really outrageous and rude. But specifically, the issue that we're talking about here is, well, should we be mandating that stations carry all 3 hours of the show?
And I say, you should be
no
now.
Way.
You're saying
ever,
right,
never,
right,
ever.
That's what your statement is that you'll never, ever do it. And the, you know, for one, I think that's unfair to other stations out there. It's unfair to the listeners. It's unfair to the advertisers. You're making it seem like the only customer in this scenario is the program director at a given station. It's just not true.
That's my customer. Because I do,
right,
affiliate relations.
Right.
I call these radio stations. I talk to them. It's my job to get this show on more radio stations.
Radio is a tripod. Okay, you have to.
I understand that, Mark. You're not allowing me to make a connection here.
You're not allowing me to
finish my thought. If the listeners and the advertisers want more Free Talk Live, they can express that desire to the radio station, and then the radio station can make the right decision about that and take all 3 hours of the show. Until the radio station feels it's the right time to do something like that, I would never try to make some sort of mandate from on high that, all right, now we're big enough and important enough that you must take all 3 hours or we're going to just leave your airwaves. And that is not the attitude that I have. That is not an attitude of bent toward customer service. That's a very highfalutin, full of yourself, we're big shot radio stars attitude, and I do not have any intention or desire to be seen in that particular light. I do not want to be associated with the likes of people that do business in that particular way, and I will not do that. Similarly to that, go ahead.
Man. You got a grandstand here. Get a step off the soapbox for a second. You can make the statement that they'll carry 3 hours of the show every night, and this isn't where we are. This is 5 years, 10 years down the road. You can make that statement mean whatever you want to make it mean, but what all it means is that if the station wants to continue carrying the show, that they have to carry all 3 hours. It doesn't mean that you're a big
shot. Cram down.
It doesn't mean anything like that.
That means it's a cram down, and it means you're full of yourself.
You can decide what it means. Whatever it
means, you're getting greedy.
If you're providing a service that is mm-hmm. that valuable that they want to go ahead.
If it's that valuable, they'll ask you for all 3 hours. They'll take all 3 hours. If it's that valuable and they know that their listeners and their advertisers support it and want that, then they'll ask you for all 3 hours. You won't have any problem getting people to do that. You don't have to make it a contractual obligation. It'll automatically be in demand.
The point that I'm trying to make to you is that you're saying that only if some other station in town says, I'll take 2 hours instead of the one hour that the. I mean, you'd throw over a station that was already carrying the show that only wanted to carry 1 hour a night?
It's not called throwing it over. It's called contract.
Three.
It's called a contract. And if the contract allows one side to get out versus the other side, for instance, coming up here in, about 3 days, actually, we're going to lose our Paris affiliate because they're changing formats to a music format. Well, they gave me notice as per our contractual agreement that said back in January, they said, hey, you know, we're changing formats and we're going to give you here's your 30 days and we're taking you off the air. And that's okay. In the same way, I would say to them, hey, there's this station across town saying they're willing to take all 3 hours of the show. You guys are only taking an hour a week. They're going to take 18. Unless you're ready to take 18, I'm going to have to say goodbye. Unfortunately, I don't want to, but this is what I have to do. That's the right thing for my show. And they'll understand that because
sure they will.
They want what's best for Free Talk Live. all my affiliates have been very, very nice and understanding.
I'm not saying these are bad people. I don't know why it is.
I'm not saying they're bad people. They're good people, and that's why I don't screw over good people.
It's
Mark.
Not screwing it over.
When you cram down,
what you're claiming
screwing people
is that
over.
The people that ask a price for their product for whatever that price is are somehow evil.
No,
for
that's not what
rate.
I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I think that there's a certain point at which that I will not cross, and I will not cross the point of becoming what I consider to be greedy. I have never seen anything good come from being greedy in my life. It has had consequences, immediate consequences in many cases that have not been been positive.
What is greedy? Define greedy for me.
For me, being greedy is being focused on anything besides satisfying your customer.
Wait, aren't the customers the listeners, and wouldn't the listeners be better satisfied if we were on 3 hours a night?
You're ignoring the point I already made,
aren't
Mark, and that is
the,
if the listeners
the
want that.
Aren't the advertisers, and wouldn't they be better served to have more avails to advertise in?
Mark, you're ignoring my point. If the listeners and advertisers of radio stations want those things, that's what
they'll get. Oh, yeah, because advertisers have all kinds of time to call program directors across the nation to
the listeners,
to get them
if that's what they want, that's what they'll get. If the radio station feels as though
Free Talk Live
is beneficial.
Great at getting listeners to call PDs, absolutely.
If the radio PD, if the program director feels that Free Talk Live is a good program, that he's getting good response from his listeners and the salespeople are selling the show, then they'll add more Free Talk Live. It's a natural process that will happen on its own. Then we get to the issue of charging for the show, which I brought up during the break. Rush Limbaugh, in all of his importance, believes he's such hot S that he can charge money for his show. And he gets away with it because he is in high demand, and these stations are literally paying, in many cases, the amount they would pay to hire a local show host to bring a syndicated program on their air.
That much?
That's how much it costs. That's why some stations are basically saying, screw this to Rush Limbaugh. We're paying as much as we pay a local guy. We'll bring a local guy in here and
keep
do it.
The avails.
Right, do it better. And so you were talking about, well, you know, down the line, you could charge for the show. And no, I will not charge for the show.
No, I'm not saying you could do anything, Ian. I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is, it's okay if that's what you want to do
that's
in your
not
business
what
model.
I want to do
you're
in my business
it evil,
model.
Wrong, greedy.
I think
you're
it
using
is
terminology like that, and it's just not
I
true.
Think
it's not like it matters because Free Talk Live isn't at this level, and this isn't the kind of thing that we have to worry about in the future because obviously more stations,
because
will,
I have
stations will compete. You don't even. You're wrong. You've got this weird thing in your head.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits. Plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.